The residents also ran their own separate survey. So there's plenty of opportunity as well to respond to those surveys, and indeed to go to a number of the drop-in sessions. And the answer is we have listened to what residents have said. I think there's always been concern on the stretch in front of Guildford High School. It is very narrow at that point. And, you know, you have a lot of school children there on the pavement, regularly walking from the school to the playing fields and so on. And there is a genuine concern that shared space with cyclists may well be more dangerous than the current setup. There is a route through Stoke Park. It is perfectly usable. And so we have, that hasn't been scrapped. The elements of it have changed, but certainly we'll be encouraging people to walk and cycle through Stoke Park. The second section is the Boxgrove roundabout, and we will be putting in crossings at all of the junctions, so that the residents at the retirement home can walk safely across that roundabout up to Stoke Park if they want to walk there. Children will be able to cycle down to the Spectrum and so on. So there will be a simplified version, but crossings at that roundabout. And then thirdly, on section one, there have been legitimate concerns raised around the width of the road at its narrowest point. And you know, we've had many examples given to us where two HGV lorries passing each other would struggle. That's the view, and there is the risk, therefore, that they might then tip into the cycle lane. So what I have asked the officers to do is to go back and review that technical evidence and satisfy ourselves, and indeed the residents that have raised the issue, that it can be safely installed as a segregated cycle path. It hasn't been ditched. There's just some further work to be done on it.
A lot of the alarm for people was this whole idea that they'd have 5 months of roadworks absolutely clogging the place up. And for many people, look, you and I both know that you can say, oh, it's out to consultation, but most people just don't take any notice of all of that. They don't realise it's going on, do they?
Well, I'm afraid that is true. It is very difficult for us to engage fully with residents. I mean, we have actually now within the council got a resident intelligence unit, and that is helping us find ways in which we can engage. These surveys were done specifically around GU1 and GU4 postcodes, and we are trying to find ways of getting to that. We did a hand delivery of leaflets and so on. But yes, it's true that until people see the signage going up, then often they've missed it. So that's something we need to work harder on, most definitely.
And what would you say, Councillor Potter, well, his accusations that it's been badly managed, well, he's just used the word fiasco a few minutes ago.
Yes, well, I'm sorry to hear him say that. I mean, he's been thoroughly engaged in this whole process throughout the last year. Actually, if you had interviewed Fiona Davidson, who's the county councillor for part of the scheme, the Guildford High part of the scheme, then you would have heard a very different view from her, certainly in terms of the support or lack of support for the scheme from her. And that is the challenge we've had. You know, you've two adjoining county councillors, one in favour of it, one against it. And that's pretty much been the reaction from residents. It hasn't been a fiasco at all. I mean, I attended a public meeting at the George Abbott School in January last year. I listened carefully to what residents were saying. I made it clear at that meeting that if there was substantial opposition to the schemes, we wouldn't go ahead. It is not for this council to impose on local residents unpopular schemes. But where we can make improvements, safe improvements, then we will do that. So I do believe that this exercise, albeit it's taken 12 months, has been very good, very useful. We've had some good quality feedback. We're going to take that on board, and hopefully we can move forward in a positive way that will at least have the support of the majority of residents. It's never going to be unanimous, but hopefully most people will be supportive of the final scheme.
Tim, thank you. Tim Oliver, the leader of Surrey County Council, want to express your thoughts? Well, you can email me, surreybreakfast@bbc.co.uk. BBC Radio Surrey, good morning. Hello. Now, we've been talking about part of a plan to make a busy road in Guildford safer for cyclists has been scrapped. Proposals were drawn up for work on the A3100 between the new in-lane roundabout and the York Road Crossroads to be carried out in three phases, and it caused more anger in Guildford than anything else for years.
When the residents who live in this area saw the reality of what it was going to mean, I mean, that northbound carriageway was going to be closed for 5 months, it would have created gridlock across the whole of Guildford.
Well, now the leader of Surrey County Council, Tim Oliver, has decided not to press ahead with the section nearest to the town centre because of concerns over its design. Let's take you to Burpham, where Adrian Harms is. Where do we find you, Harmsy?
Yes, morning, James. I'm actually standing in King Post Parade. Now, this is a parade of shops directly opposite the Aldi supermarket, right on the busy A3100 that runs from the A3 down into the centre of Guildford. It's fair to say, James, that this is an issue that's really divided opinion here in Burpham and indeed parts of Guildford as well, in terms of catering for cyclists, but also congestion it might cause as well. And one of the main grievances, as we heard earlier on, was the fact that signs went up here and local people felt they just weren't initially consulted about what was going to happen here.
So that's what people were saying to you yesterday. You're still there today. Who have you got to talk to?
Yes, I'm speaking to James Masterman, who's a regular cyclist here. He lives in Burpham. He's also a member of Guildford Bike Users Group. Good morning to you, James.
Yeah, good morning. James, it's good to be talking to you again. You and I spoke about a month ago or two.
Interesting, James, that lady's view there. She fully supports people cycling, although she objected to the scheme. And I guess as a regular cyclist, I guess this is something that you would want to... this scheme to go through?
Well, no, absolutely. And I think the lady's point was interesting about public surveys. So, James, I know if you remember, my concluding comment last time we spoke was that this project has been redesigned. All the original faults in it have been designed out. But it was now critical, and my call was for the local people of Burpham to get involved in the public consultation that was already underway at that stage to gauge public support for the London Road Active Travel Scheme, which was basically going to make pedestrian usage much more safe and segregate the cycle lane. People did get behind that public consultation. George Potter earlier on the show told you guys that 50% of people that responded to it were in favour of the scheme and 30% were against. That's a clear indication of public support. Guildford Borough Council are hugely behind this scheme. All the consultees, the emergency services, the schools, the two schools along the route, the Alliance for the Disabled, the Clockhouse Retirement Home, they all express support for the scheme. The professional highways staff that work for Tim Oliver are in support of this scheme, as are Active Travel England. How Tim Oliver can conclude that there isn't overwhelming support for this baffles me.